Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Movie called Persecute is coming out in about 10 days or so. Mm-hmm. And you need to plan on seeing it too. It's great to see these movies, these impacting value-based American Christian movies, you know, viewpoint movies coming out. And we've been praying for the media mountain and entertainment mountain, and it's pretty significant. Persecuted is going to be a real good movie, because it gives you the perspective of that we have to have this perspective of understanding that Satan's a liar and he's the father of lies, and we got to quit believing the press on other folks that are Christians. You can't just, if you see something written in a paper about your brother or your sister, don't just automatically think it's, you know, find the sources, go talk to your brother or your sister. And if you know them differently, then don't buy into that. Mm-hmm. Like I always say, it's amazing how quickly people believe what's written in papers or media about other folks. But when it comes down to what they write about them, it's like, well, I can't believe those people writing that terrible stuff. Oh, yeah. And Persecution is about that. I don't know if we have that trailer ready. I don't know if we have that. We do. Man, you got to see this, because what happens is it's this man of God that's standing up, doing what preachers and ministers do, preaching the gospel, but they're trying to get him to compromise. And so he didn't. And now they started the big lie machine and the push to be able to fame his name. And then he has to, this is exactly how it works. I mean, think about it. Joseph called by God, you know, persecuted by his brothers, was in slavery. He's running, you know, the house of Potiphar. And next thing you know, he's being falsely accused of rape. And now he's falsely in prison. I mean, this is the way it works. We have to understand this is how these things happen. And if we understand it, there's more of us than there are of them. So we could just say, we're not going to buy into it. Take a look at this coming on July 18th, I believe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are those who claim that your ministry is intolerant and may even threaten the freedom of others.
Freedom is fragile and costly and must be defended by work and by faith and even by blood.
Now, your ministry reaches more people than the evening news, and I need you to get up there and announce that you fully support this bill.
I cannot water down the gospel to advance anybody's political agenda.
All this talk of persecution, it's going to die, and who's going to be left standing? You are!
You cannot legislate the power of God!
He's not on board.
Mr. Luther, do you mind if we get a picture with my daughter?
Big smile. Excellent.
The girl is dead, John. They're saying that you killed her.
I didn't kill anybody.
They're watching for you.
I didn't know where else to go.
You're going to be charged with first-degree murder.
I just want to see justice served.
I need your help.
Your husband is a fugitive.
He is coming home to this family.
I have a dream to unite the traditions of faith with one voice.
The arms of God aren't as far away as you might think.
Mr. President,
John Luther is entirely your misfortune.
People are looking for a symbol. We'll get back up when they're knocked down.
Get your people out there and do so quietly.
They can't silence the truth.
Sometimes in a war, there's collateral damage for the greater good.
In you, I put my trust. If there's any iniquity in my hands, let my enemy pursue me and overtake me. Let him trample my life into the earth. Take away a man's right to speak his mind in a country founded on that very principle, you don't really have a country now, do you?
July 18th.
Wow.
In a theater.
That's powerful.
Near you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll